Vermont still has a lot of work to do to fully integrate technology into its public school classrooms. That's according to the new draft digital learning plan that the Agency of Education recently released. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
The last statewide digital learning plan for Vermont schools came out in 2012, and that's a lifetime ago when it comes to technology. Peter Drescher is the technology coordinator for the Agency of Education, and he says schools have enough computers at this point, but he claims teachers aren't fully embracing the technology.
I think a big thing I'm trying to pull out of there is this whole thing about the digital use divide, which is a serious equity issue in schools. You know, you walk down a hallway and two teachers are the teachers who are typically using technology in their classrooms out of 10. We can't have that anymore. I mean, that means that if a kid gets those teachers, they're using technology. If they don't get those teachers, what do they get?
The last digital learning plan covered 6 years, and Drescher says the state wants to move toward a 3-year period to assess how rapidly technology needs change. Vermont schools are trying to move forward with more individualized learning, which uses video instruction, online courses, and students working on their own in smaller groups. More and more work is being done through the cloud, and Drescher says schools need to make sure they have the connectivity to support the emerging platforms. And he also says more Vermont teachers need to be trained in computer programming, from grade school right on up to high school.
You know, we have a lot of interest in that hour of code thing that happens in December, and, you know, schools really want to push that and do more programming within other content areas. But we don't really have any way to kind of train teachers into how to understand that and do that. So that's the deficit we have right now, is having some kind of program that allows them to get that training.
The state is collecting comments on the draft plan through the end of September and hopes to issue a final plan before November 1st. As part of the new state plan, each supervisory union will be asked to put together its own local 3-year plan, which will be due at the Agency of Education in about a year. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.